Blog Talk Radio.
And we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we will be taking callers, as usual, with one question each on any topic in their life that they'd like to know about. Looks like we have a couple callers already in the queue. We will be taking these calls momentarily and helping you reach the best potential in your life that is possible for you to be and to have. All right, and for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, we want to make an announcement that we have our specials going on our website right now at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And we have a 1 hour special on sale, and we also have the 30 minute special going on sale until midnight Eastern Standard Time tonight. You're going to want to go ahead and take advantage of that before then. We also have a 10-minute sale going on for those of you that are wanting a private reading but not wanting to take a lot of time in that reading or have a lot of cost. So if you come over to our website, we always have some great deals and specials going on. Very affordable, but we provide accuracy and quality with the discounted rates at howpsychic.com. All right, and we're now going to go ahead and take our first caller of the evening. This is caller by area code 484. Hello, caller, you're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead in your question.
My name is Anna.
Yes, hello, you're live and on air. You said your name was?
Anna.
Anna? Okay, Anna. And yes, how may I help you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, wonderful. What's the question?
My question was concerning my sister. She is going to start the process to ask for custody, to seek custody of her son. You know, his father has had him for a number of years, but he's just going downhill, downhill path. So.
All right. Well, so you want to know if she's going to get custody, is that correct?
Correct, because, like, recently he started smoking weed. I mean, he broke his legs. Mm-hmm. It's just one thing after another, and his father doesn't care.
Okay. According to what I'm getting as the answer is, yes, she will receive custody. However, it is going to be a little bit drawn out here. It looks like there's going to be a little battle going on, but the battle will not be as bad as it has been for a lot of people going through this process. Okay. I don't have a timeline on this, but this is, it does look good. It looks to turn out in her favor. All right?
Okay. So it's okay. I was going to offer her my home to live in since she would want to move out of state. So I guess that will be happening.
I think that would be okay. All right. Well, I will go ahead and let you go on that, but if you want to know anything else, please visit our website. Thank you for calling in. All right. Our next caller for today is area code 501. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Hi, Adam. It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
Okay.
Good, good. And what's your question today, hon?
Well, I'm kind of concerned that Dave has taken a couple of days off, and he's at you-know-who's house, and today is his birthday, and what do you feel like is going on with that?
Okay, I caught something about the house there. You're going to have to repeat that a little bit, please.
Yeah, he is at you-know-who's house, and today is his birthday,
oh, okay.
And I'm concerned what is going on there.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, I don't see any physical interactions between them. I do see that he is over there. I am confirming that. And it does look like they're, like, mingling, but they're not alone. There is a third and then fourth person there as well. The fourth person off by themselves right now, and the third person apparently is mixed with the group and kind of in the socialization right now. Let's see here. It does appear to me that he's making some mental progress, but I also feel that right now, while he may not necessarily be reverting physically with what the addictions were, it does appear to me that there is a little bit of mental reverting, and this is due to the negative influence of this individual that he's around, and you know who I'm speaking of. So we'll
but
see
you don't
what
feel
happens
like there's
here.
Any,
it does look like he will reach out to you. What are you saying here?
But my question is, you don't think there's any reconciliation going on there?
Between them, no.
Okay. All right. We'll contact.
But
okay.
Reach out to me and we'll see what we can see, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, our next caller for today is area code 661. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah, my name is Brandy. I'm calling Texas. And I was just curious if you saw anything coming up in the romance
area. Okay, Brandy, I'm sorry to cut you off there. You cut out right in the middle of where you were calling from.
Oh, I'm calling from Texas.
Okay, wonderful. And what was your question again?
Yeah, I was curious what you saw coming up from my love life.
Okay. Wonderful question, but I'm going to ask you to be a little bit more specific because I'm seeing a guy in the background over here, but he doesn't seem to be doing much.
That's probably a
guy
I had a crush on.
Might be. Okay, okay.
But there's not anyone right now.
Okay, let's see here. Well, this one, he's in the background, and he's not doing much. I'm
going to
tell you what
anything?
I see else coming in for you here, but I'm feeling that this guy will end up doing something. He will end up making some movement here, okay? And it looks like he does have a interest in this. The interest may not be as large as yours. Now, what I also see here for you is about around the 23rd and the 24th of this month, there's somebody new that you're going to meet or run across. And this individual is going to be much more the kind of energy that you've been trying to manifest in your life in the way of romance. Okay, as well as in a general perspective, you've been trying to manifest people that are more positive, people that are more active, people that are more the go-getters and the carpe diems, you know what I mean, the seize the day kind. And it looks exactly like what you're going to be manifesting here, and it looks like someone that you will find attractive as well as someone that will find you attractive as well. And I know you're not doing a whole lot to go out there and searching and looking, but remember, you have to search and look a little bit because the universe will only do half the work, okay? Now, it looks positive. It looks great. I wish you the best in that, and it does also look like this guy in the background will make some movement. He's also good, but remember, he's also from the old paradigm. Okay, it looks like there was a period of your life that was very rough for you, and only recently have you really been able to overcome that and break away from those energy groups, okay, those negative, draining, vampiric energy groups. And he's a little bit from that old paradigm. He's a little better, but he is still a little bit from that old paradigm. And this is the guy that I've seen hanging out in the background without doing much. So remember, while he may provide a little bit more of what you're looking for, he's not exactly what you're looking for. And don't settle for less than what you want, okay?
Wow, that was dead on. Thank you. That's exactly right. Because I know what you're saying about him.
Wonderful. You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. And if you'd like, you can go to our website to get a more in-depth private reading.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our next caller here is area code 908. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is James. I'm calling from New Jersey. I just wanted to tell you that I always knew that I had, like, natural healing abilities and, like clairvoyance and clairconscience. And my very strong faith in God, and I don't know where I got it from. I just knew things even when I was a baby. I just knew things about God and Jesus, and I found and I know I've always known who I am, but I actually found out where I came from. In a dream I had, and in a dream I had, and a daydream I had, it actually showed me in a daydream where I came from.
And this is good.
It told me that I'm a star seed from the planet Sirius.
Yeah, we do have a lot of people in this world. Maybe not. Let's say the world's not dominated by people from Sirius. Okay. But we do have a lot of people in this world from Sirius, even though we appear to be few and far between. You're not alone in this, okay? Now, what I want you to realize is that we're also on an ascension right now for all of us that are truly good and don't judge others in this world, okay? Those of us that walk with the light of God. Okay.
I
know you don't, but I'm telling you, listen up here. I'm schooling you a little bit because this is going to help you, okay? You have to realize that right now we are on ascension for all of us that are pure heart and mind, okay? And we are going through this ascension. The ascension's taking a little bit of a toll on us. This toll is going to provide something in the way of symptoms. Some of us are overly tired and sleep a lot. Others feel very drained throughout the day, or aches and pains as if they're having arthritis, but they're too young for it. It comes to each of us differently, and it's more unique to each of us. But remember, this ascension also helps one wake up to what our true abilities are, and it helps us increase those abilities. But we are our own true teachers in this world. It's good to have a mentor. It's good to have someone else to guide you along as well. But you also are your own real master in this, and you have to trust your gut, and you have to trust your heart, because those are the two tools that help you learn how to deal with the gift the most. How to use it, how to project it. The gut being the book of knowledge and the heart being the magic wand that we use to project it, okay? Now, remember, Sirius is the water planet, okay? So right now you're experiencing a lot of emotions, okay? Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you. Yes, yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Everything.
Wonderful. And water, you know, it's a very changing element. It can be calm at one moment and just like the wind, all torn up the next, okay? So I want you to be aware that there could be a little bit of a bipolar going on right now. Not that you're bipolar yourself, but that you transcend through whatever energy of emotion is around you at that time. And sometimes you can feel like you're bipolar, but you're not, okay? Trust that a lot of what you go through physically is not actual health concern. It's more spiritual-based, okay? So right now what you need to be doing is working on cleansing out the old, removing old negative energies that no longer serve you, and going for that which serves you the best. I know the love life is a concern. I know the money is a concern. But for you, what truly needs to be the best concern is what you've had your mind on all this time, your spiritual development. These gifts that you have are meant to be there for you to help others. and for others to be able to help you at the same time. You see, when we are gifted by helping others, we truly help ourselves. So you're going to need to surround yourself with a social infrastructure that benefits that level for you, okay? And if you're alone, you seem to get very depressed because you're not the kind of person that likes to be alone. You are a social human being, okay? And that's what a serious spirit or light source is like. Okay, when we come from that sector or that planet in the universe. But remember, all planets, all stars, all energies, all frequencies, and all levels of dimensions originate from the true God, which is the great power of I Am. Okay, and why is God's highest name I Am? Because God is not just an external human being or entity or spirit or creator. God lives within all of us. As when we create something, do we not give it a part of our own life force and energy? Therefore, when God created us, we all became bits and pieces of the true great I Am. Because God is everything. Okay, so right now that's what you need to be focused on. You need to be focused on that empowerment through helping others. Okay,
Allie, I know you have other callers, but most, like when I'm in nature, that is the best one. I love being in nature. That is the that's when I get all my a vision or theology.
Of course, because what is nature? Okay,
God.
Nature is true. God as well. But remember, every part of nature, every living human being, every animal, it all has water. Water is the life force. Blood is water, only defined and reconstituted. Okay? It's all about that for you. So remember that, you know, we have to keep that going, but don't let your heart die, because sometimes the heart is a fire source, okay? The heart is the warmth. Sometimes that water can cool it down a little too much and make us a little too depressed.
You're right. But I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. All right, and we've had a few great callers here tonight on our show, as usual. Once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And we have some great specials going on. We have the 10-minute sale for 10 minutes worth of reading, 30-minute sale going on, and the one-hour sale. So please check it out before midnight tonight to go ahead and purchase your readings and, of course, book them up. Now, if you're calling into today's show and you would like to have your call answered live and on air to ask your question, don't forget to push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone. This will alert us that you have your hand raised in the queue and would like to ask your question. Okay. And I'm going to give it a couple of moments here. And once more, yes, I'm going to give out the website address. It's howpsychic.com. All right. And it looks like we have another caller here. We'll be with you momentarily. All right. Our next caller is by area code 856. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Hi, how are you? Maria from Philadelphia.
Yes, I'm doing great, Maria. And how are you, and what's your question, please?
I'm doing pretty good. Communication with a couple of friends anytime soon.
Okay, you want to know if you're going to have communication with a couple of your friends pretty soon. May I have their first names only, please?
Ralph.
Okay, and what's the other one?
Dominic.
I didn't catch that, I'm sorry.
Dominic.
Dominic, okay, Ralph and Dominic. Give me one moment, please. Okay. It does appear to me that Dominic will be the first one that you will have contact with pretty soon, and then Ralph. So, yes, there is a yes to both of them. However, Dominic is the one to come through first, and it looks like, okay, Dominic should be reaching out in the next couple of days to a few days' time, okay? And then Ralph about a day or two later, okay? Now, from my sense, it feels to me that you have not heard from either one of them in some time, and it looks like the one that you haven't heard from the longest is Ralph.
Right.
Okay, wonderful. Well, they both seem to come in, and I feel that one of them has a sense to apologize. It feels like there may have been some kind of miscommunication, misunderstanding, or something that they may just need to apologize because it wasn't good. And it looks like that apology will come through. It looks like there will be some betterment there and a little bit more action on their part to ensure that things are better, okay? I wish you all the best in this, and please let us know how it goes for you.
The last part you said, you mean for Ralph or Dominic is going to apologize?
I'm not sure which one is the one that needs to apologize, hon, but
if I was to take a guess
at it, I would say Ralph.
You're right.
Okay, wonderful.
Cool, thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Lots of great specials going on. Our next caller today is area code 917. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Reverend Adam, this is Sheil. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ishido. How are you?
I'm good. Just going to say hello, but of course I have a quick question.
Okay, go ahead.
Someone came into my company to help me with, I was having an issue with the phone line. Someone who worked for Verizon with an initial M. And I felt something there, so I'm just curious what you can tell me. I mean, we exchange numbers and all of that, so I'm just curious.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, there is a little spark there, I'll tell you that, okay? And, Sheila, it looks like this might be the start of a good, I wouldn't say relationship right now, but a good connection, a good friendship. Okay, and has possibility to become something more, but I feel that they will also be very involved in having something to do with your business here.
With my business?
Yes, with what you're working on.
Well, it's funny because that's what we talked about, you know, about businesses. Okay, I mean, we exchanged numbers, but would I get a phone call?
It does appear to me that you will get a phone call, yes.
Yeah, because I was told that you can call me anytime you want. So I was sure. That's why I felt like
Understandable. But remember, sometimes we shouldn't just wait around for them to call because they might be doing the same thing for you. Okay?
I'm always the one trying to make things work, so it's about time for me to
I know, but in this case, I don't think it would be the bad move. You know, I'm very honest with you, Ishiel, okay?
Okay. So what do you think I should do? I should reach out? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying don't wait too long to reach out to them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, I'll catch up with you. I know you're working right now, so and we talk some more privately.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, and for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. Lots of great specials going on our website, the 1 hour, the half an hour, and the 10-minute reading. Please check them out before midnight Eastern Standard Time tonight. Otherwise, they will be unavailable and back to full price. These are the radio show specials. And then what you are going to go ahead and do from there is once you've booked those, you will simply make the call to me during your appointment time or the time that you've set up on the booking system. Okay, and right now we're going to go ahead and end the show. It doesn't look like we have any more callers. We want to wish everyone namaste, love, light, and good night, everyone. Goodbye.